Good morning, everyone. And a very warm, dry welcome on a very wet morning. Gosh, where did that rain come from? I have quite a few intimations for you this morning. Two of them, there are copies at the back of the church if you'd like to pick them up for yourself. The first of those is about our church guild, giving the dates that the dedication of the new session will take place during morning worship on Sunday the 9th of September, and then the first meeting will be the following day, the Monday the 10th of September at 7 o'clock in the small hall. And I won't tell you anything about the speaker at that meeting, or you might not turn up. So do pick up a copy of that and spread the word. We're always looking for new members in the Guild, and it's a wonderful organization, and they have some brilliant speakers, not to mention wonderful trips out. The other one is a flyer for a course, a six-week course starting next Saturday morning on Christian meditation. Meditation's an ancient form of prayer. Its aim is to bring the distracted mind to silence and stillness and rest in the presence of God. And amazingly, even in our busy modern lives, this is possible. I'll vouch for it. I meditate regularly. So everyone's welcome to come along to that. It's free. It'll be held here in the church, depending on numbers, 9:30 till 10:30, six consecutive Saturday mornings starting this Saturday. And there's copies of the posters at the back if you'd like to take one of those. And our Brayhead Lunch and Leisure Club have been out and about again, so I've got two lovely postcards from them. Picture of Kenmore Village showing their church nestled among the trees, a beautiful setting among the hamlet of houses. And there's also a picture of the Kenmore Hotel where they all had lunch before their sale. All together, weather and outing, a great day from the Brayhead Lunch and Leisure Club and friends. And their second postcard, August the 11th, today we traveled, that was just yesterday, wasn't it? Yeah, can't keep up with these folk. Today we traveled to Kenmore Village, situated in Loch Tay, to sail on the loch with Loch Tay Safaris. Hearing the history and passing the Crannogs Centre, where people lived over 2,000 years ago. After our visit, we travelled on to Callander via the tourist route amid beautiful scenery to enjoy our high tea before returning home. And the weather was good yesterday, but it isn't today. And that's from Brayhead Lunch and Leisure Club and Friends as well. So thank you very much. Do keep the postcards coming over the summer. You'll see, you don't really need to see it printed, that the work on our steeple is ongoing. They're not finished yet because the weather's disrupted them a wee bit, which means that the meeting on Tuesday, which is a very important meeting, is going to take place in the large hall instead of in the church because of the potential danger of people coming in the church door while the steeplejacks are working above us. So please spread the word. The meeting on Tuesday at 1 o'clock will now be in the large hall, access down the side gate, just to keep everybody's minds at peace, especially the steeplejacks, otherwise they'd be stopping all the time. And next week we have Jigsaw and Breakfast Club starting up again, and there's a baptism. And as far as I understand, you might need to get here early to get a seat, because there's a lot of folk coming for this baptism. So we'll look forward to that. We'll have a full and busy church next Sunday. So I think these are all the intimations apart from those that are printed, unless anyone wants to remind me of anything I've forgotten. There's usually at least one. We are here to worship God. God is love. And we are all his beloved children. We can only love one another because he first loved us. And God's love is a perfect love which drives out fear. I have a great love of the Psalms, so our call to worship is a responsive reading this morning of Psalm 130. The words will be on the screen. Out of the depths I cry to you, Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to my cry for mercy. If you, Lord, kept a record of sins, Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness, so that we can with reverence serve you. I wait for the Lord. My whole being waits, and in his word I put my hope. I wait for the Lord more than watchmen wait for the morning. More than watchmen wait for the morning. Israel, put your hope in the Lord, for with the Lord is unfailing love, and with him is full redemption. He himself will redeem Israel from all their sins. Amen. So let's stand, those of us who are able, and sing our first hymn, number 147, All Creatures of Our God and King.
Thank you.
Well, this morning I thought I would tell you a little bit about Mainly Music, which I have mentioned a number of times in church, and it's a parent and toddler group based, very much Bible-based and run by our church, which started earlier this year, and we're about to start back after the summer. It's like a parent and toddler group, but with more. The foundational passage for Mainly Music, and I had already decided I was going to speak about Mainly Music this morning, and then I realized it's part of our Bible reading for today. So I love when things come together like that. It's Ephesians chapter 5 and the first two verses, and for Mainly Music, they quote this from the Message. We'll have it from the NIV later. But this is what it says. Watch what God does, and then you do it. Like children who learn proper behavior from their parents. Mostly what God does is love you. Keep company with him and learn a life of love. Observe how Christ loved us. His love was not cautious, but extravagant. He didn't love in order to get something from us, but to give everything of himself to us. Love like that. And that's very much what we attempt to do in Mainly Music. We welcome parents and little children in. We give them a really good, fun time. We spoil them a bit. We celebrate Christmas and Easter and birthdays. We love celebrating. And after we've done our songs and everything together, which have a real educational bent to them, as well as a biblical one, and encourage parents and children to interact very closely. And then we have a time where the children have their snack and we all mill around. And then we look after the children while the mums and dads can sit down with a cup of coffee and a biscuit or a piece of cake. And the number of them who say it's the first time they've ever sat down and had a cup of coffee while it's hot. And I remember being at that stage. Wilma's one of our helpers, and she agreed to come out this morning and just answer one or two questions. Is that okay? And then we're going to show you one of our songs. We have lots of super songs, but will you manage the microphone there?
I think I'll manage without it.
Are you sure? Mm-hmm. So I wanted to invite Wilma to say a little bit about what Mainly Music means to her.
First of all, my first experience of Mainly Music was probably about 7 years ago. I was in New Zealand. My grandson Adrian was just probably about a year old at the time. And my daughter-in-law said, "We're going to Mainly Music this morning." So we went to this small church hall, not the church that Neil and Mindy go to, and I just loved the idea, I loved the concept of Mainly Music. And then one Sunday I came to church and I saw Mainly Music up on the screen. I thought, oh, that's great. So just to tell you some of the things that I like about Mainly Music, I love the structure of it. It's a great concept. It's very well planned, detailed. The songs, the music, and there's actions and things to go with the songs and music. And the songs and the music are catchy tunes, and we love to sing them, and it's great to see the wee ones enjoying themselves. And as I say, it has a structure, so everything's planned right up until the quiet time that the children have when they sit down to have their snack. And only then, after everything's over, they get the toys to play with, which is, as I say, it's great fun, and I thoroughly enjoy meeting all the people that I meet there, and it's great to meet all the people, all the helpers that help at Mainly Music. And it's just lovely, just a lovely happy time, and we look forward to getting more mums and children coming along to mainly music.
Thank you very much. Do you want to stay and join in the song? Thank you very much, Wilma. And yes, we're always looking for more volunteers, either to come along and help, or if any of you wonderful bakers would like to bake a cake occasionally for Mainly Music. It's going to be every Tuesday morning during term times from the 28th of August. So do just get in touch. And now I'm going to fiddle around with my little gadget and hope that it works. We're going to have the words up on the screen. And hopefully, just say a quick prayer. Please, Lord. Okay, and feel free to join in. You nearly had it again. Not very good with technology. So thank you for the applause, but we absolutely love it. So it's always a joy when Mainly Music starts up again. Let's have a word of prayer. Loving, living God, we thank you so much for organizations like Mainly Music, which provide the structure and framework so that we can really reach out to the young families in our community, engage with them, and show your unconditional love for them in very practical, everyday ways. Lord, help us always to be open to you, always seeking to be imitators of you. And let's do that now by saying the words that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever. Amen. And that's probably the one thing that I omitted to say, and Wilma as well, that the whole thing is founded on prayer. We prayed about it before we decided to start it. We prayed about getting the right people to come and join the team, and we pray before and after every session. And yeah, we would encourage, even if you can't come along or bake, do please pray for these families, because yeah, I think we're doing something really valuable in reaching out to these families. Our gospel reading today is about Jesus saying, "I am the bread." So I thought we would sing one of my favorite Taizé chants, which usually we only get to sing at Holy Communion. It's "Eat this bread, drink this cup," number 661 in the hymn books, and we'll sing it through three times. I have something a wee bit different this morning. In place of prayer, there is prayer as part of it, but it's a little piece written by Richard Rohr. Now, Richard Rohr is a Franciscan priest of the New Mexico province, so an American, I'm afraid, and founder of the Center for Action and Contemplation in Albuquerque in New Mexico. He's quite an amazing man. This is what he writes, and then there'll be a prayer that we're going to share, and then I'm going to speak a wee bit about it. This is Richard Rohr's words. "In 1969, when I was a young deacon in Acoma Pueblo, one of my jobs was to take the census. Because it was summer and hot, I would start early in the morning driving my little orange truck to each residence. Invariably, at sunrise, I would see a mother outside the door of her home with her children standing beside her. She and the children would be reaching out with both hands to scoop up the new day and then pour it over their heads and bodies as if in a blessing. I would sit in my truck until they were finished, thinking how silly it was of us Franciscans to think that we brought religion to New Mexico 400 years ago. The Navajo see the world through the lens of Hoxho, all the goodness to be found through harmony, balance, beauty, and blessing. So let's now listen to a well-known Navajo prayer. In beauty I walk, with beauty before me, I walk. With beauty behind me, I walk. With beauty above me, I walk. With beauty around me, I walk. It has become beauty again. 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 With this prayer in my head, I went to brush my teeth. This was yesterday morning. The sun shining in through the window reflected on the corner of the mirror and created the most beautiful and perfect spectrum of coloured light in my wash basin, like a tiny rainbow. I went to get my camera to try and capture it, but by the time I got back, the sun had moved that tiny bit and the moment was lost. Then later, out for a walk, still with this prayer resonating in my head, I felt the warmth of the sun on my skin. Looked at the beauty of the blue sky and the flowers around. I saw a glimpse of reddish purple at the edge of the path. So instead of just walking on, I backtracked to see what it was. It was simply the underside of the leaf of a weed. But it was beautiful. Flowers, grass, trees, the smile of another dog walker, the sound of bird song, everything seemed more beautiful than usual. Since we believe that God created all this beauty, can we not be pretty sure that He too loves and appreciates beauty and therefore desires us to love and appreciate it more? Let's pray. Lord, we thank you so much for all the wonders of your creation, for all the beauty that surrounds us, even in the everyday things. Lord, forgive us when we are too worried about ourselves or about the state of the world, when we're too anxious or too busy, just too preoccupied to notice the beauty that you spread all around us. Lord, forgive us and help us to take a bit more time and learn from those Navajo Indians that beauty is all around us, as we walk and as we sit. In Jesus' name, amen. We now move to our Bible readings. The first is from Ephesians chapter 4, verse 25, and running right through to chapter 5, verse 2 from the NIV. And then the Gospel reading is John chapter 6, verses 35 to 51.
Therefore, each of you must put off your falsehood and speak truthfully to your neighbour, for we are all members of one body. In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry. And do not give the devil... a foothold. Anyone who has been stealing must steal no longer, but must work doing something useful with their own hands, that they may have something to share with those in need. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. and do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed from the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. Follow God's example, therefore, as dearly loved children, and live a life of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. John chapter 6, verse 35, and then 41 to 51. Then Jesus declared, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." As the Jews were there, began to grumble about him because he said, "I am the bread that came down from heaven." They said, "Is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he now say, 'I came down from heaven'?" "Stop grumbling among yourselves," Jesus answered. "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws them, and I will raise them up as the last day. It is written in the prophets, 'They will all be taught by God. Everyone who has heard the Father and learned from him comes to me.'" Excuse me. "No one has seen the Father except the one who from God only has seen the Father. Very truly I tell you, the one who believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, yet they died. But here is the bread that comes down from heaven, which anyone that may eat and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. This bread is my flesh. I will give for the life of the world." Amen.
Thanks, Jim. That's okay. Amen. And may God add his blessings to these readings of his holy word. Our hymn before the sermon is number 527, 527, "Lord, Make Us Servants of Your Peace." Hymn 527.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts and minds be acceptable in your sight, for you are our rock, our Redeemer, and our friend. Amen. Be imitators of God. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 1 in my home Bible reads, "Be imitators of God, therefore, as dearly loved children." And having chosen this title for my sermon, two things happened. First, I realized that in the edition of the NIV we use in church and which is shown on the screens, this verse reads, "Follow God's example," and not "be imitators of God." And then the joys of spell checker managed to change the title from "imitators" to "imitations." I wasn't doing well. But I hope you'll all agree that it really all comes to the same thing, that by following God's example, we are being imitators of God. And ultimately, we may become imitations of God, but imitations in the very best sense, not as cheap fakes, but as genuine human beings, fully integrated in a living and real close relationship with God. And this is further rounded out by Eugene Peterson's words from The Message, the ones we seek to follow in Mainly Music. "Watch what God does, and then you do it. Like children who learn proper behavior from their parents, mostly what God does is love you." So how we do this is detailed by both Paul and by Jesus. We are to put off falsehood and speak the truth. So there'll be no more hiding behind our masks or pretending to be something or someone that we're not. And we must remember, as I spoke about last week, that we are all part of one body, all interconnected, all having an impact on others. Paul gives timeless advice on anger. "In your anger, do not sin." Clearly declares that anger itself is not wrong, but it's how we act out of our anger that can be very harmful to others. Paul goes on to detail the good that we are to do in place of bad. Instead of stealing, we should do something useful with our hands so that we may share with those in need. Instead of speaking gossip or slander, we are to speak only what is helpful for building others up. Instead of bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling and slander, any form of malice, instead of that, we are to be kind and compassionate, forgiving each other as in Christ God forgave us. In summary, we are to be imitators of God. Now, I was listening to Gardner's Question Time on the radio last week, and someone asked for advice on getting rid of ground elder, a very invasive weed. Now, as you can see, I have a bit of a problem with ground elder in the manse back garden. So my ears pricked up. There were a number of suggestions, including most of the experts saying how difficult it is to control ground elder. And then one of the experts suggested a different approach. They said what they did was to concentrate on close planting of shrubs and attractive plants, and said the result was that the ground elder was still there, but looked almost attractive as it was only visible in the small gaps between other plants. Well, this struck me as excellent advice, not only for my back garden, but for the gardens of our minds, where all the bad stuff, the anger, the gossip, the bitterness and the lies tend to abound. And I wondered, what if, rather than trying to pull these attitudes out by the roots, as I've been trying to do for years, if instead we planted goodness, kindness, gentleness, love, faithfulness, forgiveness, compassion, so that they crowd out the negative, or at least keep their growth under control? I shared this with a small group of friends, and one of them commented, "Was that what Jesus meant with the parable of the wheat and the tares?" Maybe. Paul ends his passage by writing, "Live a life of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God." You see, the wonderful thing about Jesus is that he doesn't just teach us how to live a life of love in words, although his words are wonderful. He doesn't just teach us how to live a life of love by example, although he does that in so many powerful ways. But he actually makes it possible for us to live a life of love. We cannot live without food to eat, so we certainly cannot live a life of love without food to eat. And Jesus knows this so well. So he provides for us, not just the whole of creation, all the earth, the plants, the animals. He also gives himself to us in the most extraordinarily self-giving and generous way. He gives up his life so that his body can become the bread of life for us. As Jesus himself said, according to John's Gospel, and which we sang in that Taizé chant, "Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." In commenting on this passage, Tom Wright, the renowned theologian, wrote, "To come to Jesus means to approach Jesus himself, not some Jesus fantasy that could be pulled into new shapes at will. The hope is not disembodied eternity, but bodily resurrection." And he further wrote, "To believe in Jesus means to grasp with heart, intellect, and will that in this human being, in Jesus, the true and living God is fully and personally present." One other theologian, Stanley Hauerwas, put it like this: "Jesus comes not to tell us to love one another, but to establish the condition that makes love possible." Jesus is the way, the bread of life, who makes it possible for us to be imitators of God. In this world, which is so full of grief and anger, violence and tragedy, a world in which everyone seems to be looking out for number one and failing to respect or care about others, we need as many imitations of God as we can possibly have. If we think of the world as a garden, we need some very close planting of God imitators to control the growth of the weeds which threaten our world. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for the promise that in you is love unfailing and full redemption, the promise that you will nourish us and renew our strength in each and every situation. Grant that we may both recognize you and serve you as we learn to be imitators of you. Amen. We'll continue our worship with the giving of our offerings. Let us pray. Loving, living God, for all the beauty of your creation and for the gift of your Son who teaches us and makes it possible for us to imitate you, we give you our heartfelt thanks. So, Lord, we ask that you receive these, our offerings, along with our worship, our prayers, and our lives. And Lord, we ask that you will use them for the growth of your kingdom, for the increase in the number of imitators of you. Through Jesus' name and for his sake, amen. All will be well. A wonderful hymn to try and sing when things are difficult. But I love the words. We expect a bright tomorrow. All will be well. Faith can sing through days of sorrow. All is well. Hymn 562.
Thank you.
I'll now invite Stephen forward to lead us in prayers for others.
Just want to begin with some verses from Lamentations, which some people may associate their own experience with. Let's come before God in an attitude of prayer. I have been deprived of peace. I have forgotten what prosperity is. So I say, my splendor is gone, and all that I had hoped from the Lord. I remember my affliction and my wandering, the bitterness and the gall. I well remember them, and my soul is downcast within me. Yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. We thank you, Lord, that no matter what we are going through, you are a compassionate and faithful God, and you promise to be with us through it all. And Father, this morning we pray for those in our congregation who may be suffering or sorrowful, those who are lonely or bereaved. And we ask that your Holy Spirit would bring comfort, encouragement, and guidance this day. We pray for our families that you would bring protection and that they may experience your love day by day. We pray for our country and we ask, Lord, that you would bring blessing on it and reverence for God in it. We pray you would guide our leaders in Edinburgh and London in making decisions that they may be in line with your will. We pray for other nations who are suffering war and famine, and we ask that you would bring plenty and peace. Lord, we pray for peace throughout the world, especially in the Middle East, and at this time in Yemen, in Sudan and South Sudan, in Northeast Asia, for the victims of war, violence and oppression, and for refugees. Lord, we pray for all those who work for peace and reconciliation on the Korean Peninsula, for the separated families in North and South Korea, and especially for those who are old and sick. We pray that we may learn to share more fairly the resources of our planet among all people. And we think of the church here. We pray for the groups that will be restarting after the holidays, and we pray for your blessing upon them. We pray for the church elders and leaders of all the groups that you would anoint them with the Holy Spirit for this service. And we pray that the love of God would shine through them as they serve others. And a prayer for the day. God of glory, the end of our searching, help us to lay aside all that prevents us from seeking your kingdom, and to give all that we have to gain the pearl beyond all price through our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you, Stephen. And thank you, everyone, for joining us in worship this morning. A special welcome to those who are visiting with us this morning. It's been lovely to have you as part of our worshiping community. And our closing hymn is number 193 to the well-known tune Personent Horie, God is love, his the care. Let's stand and sing. So as we go out into the week ahead, may we remember that God is good, God is truth, and God is beauty. And may we all seek to be imitators of God. And may the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be with us all evermore. Amen. Bible to be taken out. I would just extend an invitation to any visitors. We have tea and coffee served at the end of the service as well as the beginning. Do stop and join us for a chat if you have time.